This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Election Commission approves schedule for March 5th polls, calls for political party registration by November 26. Death toll from monsoon disaster reaches 60. Nepali Army rescues more than 1,300 individuals trapped in floods and inundation across 15 districts. Monsoon starts departing from Nepal 4 days later than usual. And Israel and Hamas begin indirect talks in Egypt on Trump's Gaza peace plan. Now, the news in detail. The Election Commission has announced the schedule for the upcoming elections to the House of Representatives set for March 5, 2026. According to the Commission spokesperson, Narayan Prasad Bhattarai, all necessary preparations will be completed on time as per the newly approved calendar. Political parties wishing to take part in the elections must register between November 17 and 26, while the offices of the election officers for the first-past-the-post system will be established from January 16. Under the proportional representation system, election offices will open on December 1st and political parties are required to submit their closed list on January 2nd and 3rd. The election campaign period will run from February 15 to March 2nd, followed by a silent period before voting day. Voting will take place on March 5th from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., with counting to begin immediately after polls close. The election was declared by the interim government of Prime Minister Sushila Karki on September 12th after the dissolution of the House following the Genji uprising that reshaped the nation's political landscape. This House election is seen as a turning point for Nepal, marking the rise of youth-led political change. The armed police force has reported that floods and landslides triggered by continuous rainfall since October 3rd have claimed 60 lives across the country. According to the APF associate spokesperson DSP Shailendra Thapa, the victims include 19 men, 26 women and 15 children. Of them, 37 people died in Ilam alone, while 8 deaths were reported in Pasthar, 3 each in Udaipur and Rautahat, 2 in Khotang and 1 each in Sunsari, Morang, Sindhuli and Mohottari. 2 women also lost their lives in Kabripalanchok and a child was killed in Sindhupalchok. Meanwhile, the Nepali Army has rescued 1,313 individuals trapped by floods and inundation in 15 districts, including 24 individuals who were air rescued. Among them were rural trekkers airlifted from Gosaikunda area of Rasua. Authorities say search and rescue operations continue with joint teams using drones to locate 4 missing persons. Likewise, 4 women, 3 expectant mothers and 1 new mother were flown to hospitals in Jhapa and Biratnagar under the National Women Empowerment Project. Additionally, the Nepal Airlines Corporation operated a special rescue flight from Bhairava transporting stranded passengers to Kathmandu. The flight prioritized elderly, sick and disabled individuals, according to the Gautam Buddha International Airport spokesperson Vinod Singh Raut. According to the Independent Power Producers Association Nepal, IPAN, floods triggered by heavy rains on October 3rd and 4th have affected 32 hydropower projects across 10 districts in 3 provinces. IPAN President Ganesh Karki said that 17 operating projects with a combined capacity of 180 megawatts and 15 under construction projects totaling 338 megawatts have been impacted. He added that early warnings and timely preparedness helped prevent human casualties and minimize physical damage despite the severity of the floods. The Ilam district in Kosi province, which suffered the worst flooding and landslides, has seen the greatest impact on hydropower infrastructure. IPAN stated that it may take some time to assess the full extent of the damage as access roads to several projects remain blocked. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has announced that the monsoon has begun to withdraw from Nepal since yesterday. According to the department, the monsoon has retreated from Sudarpashchim and Karnali provinces and from several areas in western parts of Lumbini province and Gandaki province. The monsoon winds are gradually weakening and are expected to withdraw from the remaining regions within a few days. The Meteorological Forecasting Division noted that despite the withdrawal, westerly winds may still bring moderate rainfall to some hilly, mountainous and tarai areas of Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces today. The department stated that this year's monsoon withdrawal is 4 days later than usual and it typically ends around October 2nd. The department has also assured that regular updates on monsoon's progress will continue. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*7# डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Finance Minister Rameswar Prasad Khanal has said that the government is continuously working to boost the confidence of the private sector. Speaking at a meeting with FNCCI President Channa Prasad Dhakal, CNI Chair Birendra Raj Pandey and Nepal Chamber of Commerce Chair Kamalesh Kumar Agrawal, the minister highlighted government initiatives including revenue exemptions, banking subsidies and insurance support. He added that transparent trading will be promoted through the online customs database system launched on September 25th last year, which helps analyze import data, compare prices, and ensure fair customs valuation. Leaders of the private sector welcomed the initiative, describing it as a positive step towards easing trade and addressing long-standing grievances related to customs references rates. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported that 30 people injured during the Gen Z protest are still receiving treatment at various hospitals across the country. According to the latest data, 10 patients are still at the National Trauma Center, 5 at Tribhuvan University Teaching Hospital, 3 each at KMC Hospital and Patan Academy of Health Sciences, and 1 each at the Civil, Nepal Police and Kirtipur Hospitals. Similarly, 3 are being treated at BNP Hospital and 1 is at Birat Medical Teaching Hospital, Novel Hospital and Pokhara Academy of Health Sciences. The ministry said that a total of 2,316 injured individuals sought medical care during the protest, of whom 2,238 have been discharged while 49 people lost their lives during treatment. It also confirmed that 9 injured persons have received follow-up services at the Gen Z clinic since September 28. Now, on to an international news update. Indirect talks aimed at reaching a final agreement on a U.S. peace plan to end the war in Gaza have begun in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt. According to the BBC, the discussions attended by Egyptian and Qatari mediators are focused on creating the groundwork for a possible exchange that would see the release of all Israeli hostages in return for Palestinian prisoners. While Hamas has accepted parts of the proposal, it has yet to respond to key conditions, including disarmament and its future role in Gaza. The talks coincide with the second anniversary of the Hamas-led attack on southern Israel on 7th October 2023, which killed about 1,200 people and saw 251 taken hostage. Israel's subsequent military campaign in Gaza has so far claimed over 67,000 lives, according to Hamas-run health ministry. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that today's weather will likely remain generally cloudy in the hilly areas including Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudur Pashchim province and partly cloudy in the remaining Tarai region. There is a possibility of moderate rainfall with thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and Tarai regions of Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudur Pashchim province and in a few places in the hilly regions of the remaining provinces and in one or two places in the Tarai region today. Furthermore, the division has stated that there is an influence of westerly winds in many places in the western part of Lumbini province, including Sudur Pashchim and Karnali province, and at a few places in the western part of the Gandaki province, and a weak influence of monsoon winds in the remaining parts of the country. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 17 to 19 degrees Celsius, with a daytime high between 26 and 28 degrees Celsius. That wraps up our news bulletin for today. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines again. Election Commission approves schedule for March 5th polls, calls for political party registration by November 26. Death toll from monsoon disaster reaches 60. Nepali Army rescues more than 1,300 individuals trapped in floods and inundation across 15 districts. Monsoon starts departing from Nepal 4 days later than usual. And Israel and Hamas begin indirect talks in Egypt on Trump's Gaza peace plan. That's all for today's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us online at RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app and listen to our bulletins anytime at your convenience. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.